Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, welcome in, everyone. Dom time on a Friday. What a week this has been. Looking for solutions, looking going forward. Are we in the mood, as several countries are in their own country? Remember the Made in America movement? I still think it burns out there, but I guess it was too hard to find, was one argument, products made in America. The other argument was too costly. Are we past that now after we see what China has clearly done here, after we've seen enough stories on the supply chain that are incredible, antibiotics, the mask, everything else, all in China? Joining us is Don Buckner. Don is the CEO of MadeInAmerica.com, and he's got a pretty provocative thing. Goodbye, global supply chain. Hello, American manufacturing. How do we make that happen? Because in Congress, there are too many people that I think are tied up with China to either block it, look the other way, or not have an urgent move that people want to move on this stuff. They're frightened of it, and they want to get back to good old American manufacturing. Don joins us here on Talk Radio 1210. Hello, Don. Welcome in.
Thank you, Don. Thank you so much for having me. The message that I'm about to share is so incredibly important and very timely.
Well, Talk Radio, as you know, we were all fans of this. It kind of died out at some point. I think it was probably cost, or the argument was you couldn't find American products, or there was fraud, Don, in saying some of it's made here, some of it's not. People got tired of it, but there's got to be a resurgence now when it comes to the supply chain. What interested my producer and me was the fact that you talk about what some countries are doing as far as not exporting, first of all, right? Critical products.
Well, that's just one small fragment of the issue that's the problem. So we are definitely beholden. Our sovereignty, we no longer have our sovereignty, and it's easy to prove. One is with our pharmaceuticals. Our medications, 80% of those medications, the key ingredients come from China.
Right.
That is unacceptable. So that's going to change hopefully very quickly. 97% of our clothes are no longer made in this country, and almost none of our electronics are made in this country. So if people cut us off or turn us off for 6 months, say, we would be sick, we'd be naked, and we'd be cavemen with no phones. So we are very, very beholden to other countries, and we must get our sovereignty back. And most people don't even know what sovereignty is, but that's our independence.
Right.
We must be able to support ourselves independently of anyone else in this world, any other nation, militarily especially. But what's happened, just like you mentioned, the politicians have allowed those forces to creep into this country and also allowed the manufacturing to leave by dissolving the tariffs. The tariffs that were dissolved in 2000, the year was 2000, the very last thing that President Clinton did was, one of the very last things, was give China most favored trade status, permanent most favored trade status.
Right.
And that was the beginning of what I call the free trade experiment, which we now can look back and say that was a disaster. It cost us to lose our sovereignty, our job, our independence. And so we must get that back. We must put those tariffs back in place. Those tariffs need to be reinstated, and that's exactly what the president needs to be using. His phrase needs to be reinstate those tariffs, But that is what leveled the playing field for U.S. manufacturers to compete.
Well, I think the good news is Congress is going to be slower on this because ferreting out all these hundreds of people and how beholden they are to China, NBC doesn't even tell people, for example, that Comcast is building this huge amusement park there in China, and they've been the worst on Chinese coverage during this, to many, including me. But I think this will be a big issue, this overall, and this will fold into it in the 2020 presidential race, at least that I hope it would be. But let me give you the counter. You know, we could say all this that we want about tariffs, etc., but isn't it the American people want cheap? In China, because of the slave labor and God knows what, Apple is one of the worst, and yet people love Apple. They're going to want to buy it. They don't care that it's made in China. They don't want to see the how the sausage is made. They just want to eat it. Don, what do you say to that?
You're very right. So we are addicted to these cheap imported products, like being addicted to opioids. So we must put ourselves in counseling, get counseling, and we must wean ourselves off of those imported products. And the only way to do that is to educate people that what we're doing is wrong. And the reasons we're doing it and give them purpose. And so we like to say things like the power of change is in your pocket. The most powerful economic force on this planet is the U.S. consumer base. If the U.S. consumer base is vibrant, the world is vibrant. If the U.S. consumer base contracts, the world contracts. So it's all in how we spend basically our disposable income that determines the health, the economic health of the world. So we need to understand the power of all those dollars in our pocket. If we spend those products on American-made products, we support American jobs, we support the American way of life. And that is just how simple it is. No more complicated than that.
I hope this is such a huge, because it's going to be a continuing problem. And I know people are concerned about their health and their jobs right now. But as this sorts out, it's a good idea that the patriotic thing coming out of this is, to me, to get to the source of this, and that is China. That's what's happened. And the politicians, I don't know if you watch Tucker Carlson. He's been great bringing on this McKinsey company that Cuomo's using and how their executives and what they've done around China have been outrageous to puff piece them, to look over and whitewash the stuff that they've been engaged in. It's going to take a lot to ferret that out, but you're right. The best thing we can do is to feel it's a patriotic act in our self-interest when we're buying American. So at your website, I'm sure, Don, you help people out to get to the bottom of this conundrum. Can you find an American product? I saw on one of the blurbs that your person sent, Craftsman returning to Fort Worth, for example. There are things that are going on with American-made products coming back.
Yeah, there's a huge movement, and at the end of the day, it's demand that determines supply. So if we demand, as consumers, you walk into Walmart tomorrow and say, where's your American-made products? If there's enough of us that do that, the retailers will start providing U.S.-made products. So we must be vigilant in our cause in buying American-made products and seeking American-made products, and so currently, there's no quick, easy, simple, convenient way to do that because Amazon doesn't sort them that way. So it's challenging for us to do that. So they're actually facilitating the export of our dollars, which is our wealth, which is our sovereignty. So those dollars are leaving this country never to return. So we as consumers, we have the power to how we spend our dollars, and we must take control of that.
Well, I'll give the website to, again, your website, Don, where people can go. And I know you have a conference coming up October 1st in Detroit. Is that still on?
Absolutely. As you can imagine, at the moment, trade shows are not in vogue, but we're still selling floor space to put manufacturers on the floor so folks can come and see what's made in the United States, still made in the United States. And there's also madeinamerica.org, which is the nonprofit side. That's the educational side of what we're talking about.
All right. Good luck with that, Don. Keep us in the loop to be continued. I'm a big fan of this. Thank you, Don. Thanks for coming on today.
Thank you. Thank you, Don.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.